to Minute Impossible. It's Friday. Please put up all your cherries because we are about to talk about Mission Impossible 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm George, because Rob never goes before me, even though I give him
two. We've already established the order. You go third.
I'm trying to be polite. Oh. I'm Southern.
Wow, now he doesn't even like what you're doing. He's mad at you now, too, Rob. George.
And I'm mad. I'm still mad from 2 days ago.
So mad.
And I have a cherry in my throat from 4 days ago.
Good.
Oh,
I hope you
die.
Oh, I hope
you die. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I hope you die. Yep. Yeah, when you meet him.
I hope you die. You guys are awful. Terrible. Terrible, all of you.
It begins with Ethan clearing the room and coming in and Felicity laying in her really creepy wheelchair. And ends with Maggie Q running over to some sort of frazzled out data bank.
Gotta collect that data.
With cords.
Second floor.
Yeah, get the. Yep, second floor data. Way to go, Gopher, Groundhog, Hedgehog.
Naked Mole
Whatever
Rat.
Your name is. Naked Mole Rat. After this, I'd really like to switch our.
Nope, Naked Mole Rat.
Why does he get to be Raider 1?
It's based on seniority.
Oh, okay. So say goodbye to the buff dentist or
Stonehenge.
He Stonehenge has fallen.
He got shot in the back with an MP5.
He got shot, and Ethan comes running in, grabs Jules, not Jules, no. God, Lindsay.
For the most sexual, non-sexual scene in an Mission Impossible movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I know you guys, I know earlier this week I criticized you, but
it feels like only minutes
I know.
Ago, Rob. Just so you know, it feels real
I know.
Fresh, so fresh,
I know.
Rob.
I compliment you first. You should cut.
I'm over it already. So I'm good.
But I agree with you guys that there's too much beat up people looking all gritty in this fun summer movie. Like,
and to add to that fun summer movie, what made Pulp Fiction the funnest was jabbing something into somebody's heart.
You're gonna feel so, this.
Oh, that line's so great. I'm going to get you home. This is adrenaline. You're going to feel this.
What's he talking about?
Because at first I would be like, oh, thanks for coming, Ethan. I'm going to, what?
These are lines that George says on his dates.
Absolutely.
Yes. And then she says, is it in yet?
She's too busy yelling.
For help.
So Elizabeth Jennings, she gets hit with this adrenaline. So I did some research on adrenaline, guys.
I knew you would.
Not only is it in Call of Duty Warzone, as you're aware of.
Can we give any to Chris without killing him?
No, he would die.
Yes. The problem is, it does. Here's the good thing. It's good news and bad news. The good news is that adrenaline shots do help resuscitate people with cardiac arrest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The bad news is it doubles their risk of severe brain damage. Something to think about for a few minutes later in this movie. Huh, guys?
Well, exactly. It's not like it's going to hurt her.
Well?
It's not going to help her, but it's certainly not going to hurt her worse.
What if she would have survived had he not shot her with adrenaline?
Pretty sure that's not how that thing's designed.
Hey, Rob, do we know what color her eyes are? They're blue. One blue this way, one blue that way.
Is she the only person we see get brain-bombed successfully in this movie?
Like, actively brain-bombed is her.
And I remember when I saw this, I was, I was upset. So this is upsetting in and of itself.
Felicity!
No!
Yeah,
So what you're saying is I could make Chris really strong for about 5 minutes.
Then he would have
like
an
Bane? Is it like Bane? You're like...
I don't.
Let me put on my mask. You know that sort of thing.
I
was born in the real
control.
Sex doll dungeon.
Take control.
Rise up, the explosion.
You know when you're taking notes on these, sometimes your brain just doesn't work right. And when I first took notes, I wrote testosterone, and I was like,
testosterone.
I was like, oh man, what if after she got her testosterone shot, she like talked in a really deep voice? And then I was like, wait, it's not testosterone, it's
Ethan.
Adrenaline,
no, Ethan.
Moron.
Rob, it's not.
Luther, are you talking to me? No, that's Lindsay.
Luther. Yeah, Luther is just in the van giving himself testosterone shots all the time.
Ethan.
Ethan. Is it low enough yet? Ethan.
Oh my God! What are there? What? So you give yourself a adrenaline shot, it can cause your
brain doubles your risk of severe brain damage.
Doubles your risk, like what? If you were already
like cardiac arrest in general can cause brain damage. This sure. doubles the chance that it did.
Can we talk about the weird wheelchair that I brought up?
Yeah, why doesn't he just push her ass out in the wheelchair?
Where did that wheelchair come from? Did they bring her in it?
I was wondering that too. Do they have a closet of wheelchairs?
They probably brought it special so they wouldn't have to haul her around.
Oh my God, that's what that said in German behind them. It said wheelchairs. It said wheelchairs.
It was a handicap parking. Handicap parking spot.
B-Y-O-W-C.
It's where they build handicap parking
like,
spots.
I kind of imagine, like, if you are, you know, let's say you're a henchabee, and, you know, they're like, all right, we got this set up. We're going to bring the agent in. We got a perfect place. You're like, mm-hmm. awesome.
Stonehenge is like Andre the Giant. He's huge, but he had a bad back.
Mm. And they're like, we need a wheelchair. I'm just like, whoa. Yeah. By when? By 3 o'clock. And now, like, they got to, like, oh, I got to find a wheelchair somewhere. They just, like, found an old German dude.
This would
dude.
Be so much easier if we had a pestilence cloak, you know? Exactly.
And just knocked over a German dude and took the wheelchair. I don't know. I just always imagine, like, how they got that wheelchair.
I need a wheelchair and a 1,200 cc's of testosterone. What? Where am I supposed to get that?
Lizzie, why are your balls dragging?
And a brain bomb. I need more ammo for my brain bomb gun.
I've got that.
That we brought. We brought with us. Our Hinchabee brought it with him. Thank God. Thank God that guy's
But yeah,
here.
I don't like how... I don't mind... All this works. It just sort of like grosses me out. How beat up she is. And like her arms, like they show her arms and they're all beat up. And
Rob, why are you so sexist? Why can't women get beat up like men?
Rob, that's a great question, Ike.
Aren't these pedestals?
No, I'm not saying why shouldn't I beat women. I mean, like, why can't a woman take the same level of beating as a man can?
I'm not.
Yeah, that's right. Dwight D. Eisenhower. Why I can't.
Tell me about your daughter, Baby Ruth.
Have you stopped hitting your wife yet?
That's Grover Cleveland.
I just don't – it's just like this movie doesn't need to be gritty as much as it is.
It feels like he's, again, trying to prove himself.
Exactly.
Like,
that's
oh,
what
this
saying.
Is.
Oh, look, I have the ability to make a PG-13 movie now.
Think about the first act that we like of Force Awakens, how gritty that scene is with the stormtrooper and the blood. We've never seen blood in Star Wars until that. We've never seen it actually.
Or a bad guy like lightsabering just an innocent guy down.
I take it back. There was blood in the first movie with the walrusman.
Yeah, but he's not a human. He doesn't count.
Yeah.
And he's a bad guy.
Bad guy. This is so is the stormtrooper.
Yeah, but he also talked about me. He's also Kylo Ren, you know, tear down Max von Sydow, and he's not doing anything.
It's Laura Santeca.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess it just, like, we could see her in a wheelchair captured. We don't necessarily need to be like, oh, also they beat the hell out of her. And you're like, oh.
Well, then they would be seeing sexist as not treating her like another agent. Well, they didn't beat her up.
And, you know, I think it would have been more interesting had it been Ethan that was captured and Lindsay had to come save him.
Ooh.
That would have been more interesting to me.
Yeah, you know, but then
it
would have
given
bomb?
Us a different...
No. How would we have domestic Ethan, though?
No, we get rid of domestic Ethan. That's the biggest problem with this movie to me. That's why we get rid of it in the fourth movie. It's like, that was a bad idea. Bye.
When you first saw this movie, did you think that he and Lindsay had a past other than trainer, teacher?
Yes.
Which we learn is their past.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not subtext. There is no hanky-panky,
no,
right?
No, that's always just like, it was a sort of like...
She is the protege.
Paternal... sort of like feel towards her, not a sexual.
But I definitely think that they had something.
The fourth movie decided to jettison two things from this one. The domestic stuff, which is a good idea, and also having a villain, which probably was a bad idea.
That's true. I might rag on this villain, but the next one has a non-villain.
I agree with that. You know, it's more like an entity that's a villain. In those next movies.
It's like the Gaia effect is the mm-hmm. villain.
Global warming.
It's the same same premise as Kingsman.
Yeah.
Also with Mark Hamill.
But yeah, mm-hmm. this is cool. I mean, the adrenaline thing is neat. This is all like
George, you get your Maggie Q moment.
I do.
Of her wearing her catsuit and her mm-hmm. goggles.
Oh,
She actually looks like
Catwoman. Oh, I noticed. She'd make a great Catwoman.
Why do we like Maggie Q? Like, I don't know what I should know her from.
Because she's a good actress.
What,
yeah. Rob,
what is she good in?
Maybe instead of being stupid.
Did you ever see Nikita?
Stupid things.
Like Nikita?
The movie? I mean, not the TV show where she's like in a bunch of episodes and she's like the best part of the entire thing.
I have not seen the show. No.
She's great.
Okay.
I don't watch TV.
Come with Criterion.
Yeah, he doesn't own a TV.
I hate you. I wish
he
went on.
Every movie he watches on the Criterion Collection, he gets shipped in on original celluloid. He projects it against the side of his house.
I mean, unfortunately, every movie that she's been in has kind of typecast her.
Yeah, that's why I don't. I just didn't, you know. And I don't think she's like.
She's much better than the material she's been given. She's like, you know, the badass like female in the fourth Die Hard, which is like.
Yeah, that's like, okay neat. Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't think she's bad. It's just like I had in my notes here that Groundhog is like in this movie a decent amount and totally forgettable.
But like, I think that's again, couldn't remember she was in it. And I was like, I don't remember her being bad. And then someone was like, the dress. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
But like I
dress.
Said, she all the same beats that she has and then some were given to Paul Patton in the fourth movie.
Yeah.
Like the exact same character beats.
Yeah, I mean,
and the same dress too.
I mean, that's a thing that this movie does, which I didn't say earlier in my bone picking is, for all the faults, this movie does like create the ramp for these next set of movies, which are awesome. And Now
to me, this movie is like obviously a reboot because they felt like, oh, we messed up. It's, again, this is J.J. Abrams doing the thing he does, which is, oh, somebody messed up the franchise before me. Let me come in here and fix it the way I think it should be, and then from there, then it goes. Somebody else has to fix what he did.
Yeah.
You know, because that happened in Star Trek.
Yep.
And that obviously happens with Star Wars, you know. So it's like, even Lost, I think, had the same
God, imagine
it,
if,
you know?
Like, the fifth Mission Impossible movie, he came back and kid did it. And you'd be like, oh, no.
I think we're now. No, that's why I think Tom Cruise has ultimate control now. I think he was trying somebody out because he literally watched the show Alias and was like, this is cool.
Yeah. And
But this was like a weird reboot for Mission Impossible and... Then they took from this and went into a better direction.
And I will say this in defense of JJ, at this point in his career, this is his first movie he directed, right?
Yeah.
So like feature. I'm sure they were like, hey, we like your TV things. We need you to do that with Mission Impossible. And he did.
No, that's exactly what Tom Cruise
said. And he did it. He did the thing they asked him to do.
It is a TV show.
Yeah. It's definitely a big – to me, that's the biggest problem I have with it is that it's like an episode of Alias – on the big screen, and I don't buy it as a real movie. Mm. And that's just me.
I see what you mean. It is definitely the ugliest movie of the
Someone's
franchise.
Not currently rewatching Alias, and it shows.
Mm. Well, I thought Alias was ugly too, so, you know.
Not for when it was on. It's amazing. It's we've been rewatching it, a group of us, and we're all like, man, this show is good.
It holds. It holds.
I like the first couple episodes, and after that, I love
it. I mean, also, like, this is what this is. This is, what, six? I mean, this is, like, season one of Lost has aired. Like, that's it at this point.
Yeah, it just aired.
So, like, part of it is, like, you know, this came out. Fun fact, this came out the day before I graduated from college.
Set it out, Rob.
Because it was 5505, right? Was that the thing? It
came out in 06.
You graduated from college in 05? Yeah.
This came out in 2006, didn't it?
No, I don't. No,
yeah. Rob's a child.
Oh, well, then I'm wrong. Then I was a year out of college, and like this, and I was like, this job I have
5506.
This job I have isn't very good.
I had to look it up. I think that she's lost a lot. Maggie Q's lost a lot of her jobs to Olivia Munn now.
Yeah.
I think Olivia Munn has that. Unfortunately, someone said, "Hey, we need a Maggie Q," and Olivia Munn was just kind of. The next person.
She's like, we want a Maggie Q, but less Asian.
Yeah, like, that's problematic. Yeah,
and I think Maggie Q also ended up getting a lot of work because...
Magic Q?
Maggie Q.
She's magic to me.
That'd be a good name. She's awesome.
Because people confused her with the person who was... One of the people who was in Crouching Tiger, even though it wasn't her. You know?
Michelle Kwan.
That's just overt racism.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You know, that's Hollywood for you. They're like, oh, give me one of those Crouching Tiger people.
Oh, boy. I mean, I know, I'm sure you're right, but God.
Yeah.
Because they know that Michelle Kwan can. But
Michelle Kwan is an ice skater.
Yeah, Michelle Kwan is an ice skater.
Michelle Yeoh.
I know. That's why I said Michonne Kwan.
Michonne Kwan.
Michonne Kwan.
Michonne Kwan. right, where were we? All right. Anything else for this minute?
No, let's get to this.
Yeah, I want to read some sex. Is there sex in this?
There better be.
We're going to do some fan fiction. I don't know if there's sex in it. Okay. We finished the last story. It had two chapters, I'm sorry to say. And we have wrapped that up. I'm sure last week made no sense. We were so confused.
Here's the thing,
by
Jonathan, I want to ask you, because I am current on the show, but we're recording this as we speak right now. Obviously haven't heard what you guys have done. Is there anything in that story that happens that is memorable other than the moment with the axe?
No.
Okay. All right, that's what I wanted to know.
Nope. Someone just petered out on a story. Kind of like
this. Well, I mean, if their health problems weren't exaggerated, they probably died.
That script has been replaced. We now have a new one. Let's go into the Fan Fiction Friday. Here we go.
Can't fight the friction!
Hey, that song smacks.
It slaps,
slaps,
Jonathan.
Not smacks, man.
Come on, you old
smacks.
Fucking boomer.
It smacks.
That song smacks like I do to my children.
Yep, I hit them all the time. This one is Mission Impossible for Her, which is perfect to read with an all male cast.
Absolutely.
You're right. This seems like it's some sort of anime thing. What's going on here? Way too many.
My favorite thing about
this. Way too many Asian names.
My favorite thing about this is there's.
Is it came out on 5/5/05?
It's three chapters for our listeners, and there's a little drop down, which show you the three chapters. I'm going to read to you the chapter titles. I hope these aren't spoilers, but I feel like it's important that people know. I'm gonna read from the end back, right? Like Memento.
Yes. Okay.
So three, the wrong guy.
Exclamation point.
You didn't say it right.
The wrong guy.
It's the wrong guy.
Two, the chase continues. One, chapter one. I tell you what, once you start calling them chapters, you should probably keep doing it.
Yep.
And not stop after the first one. This chapter one. What's next? Chapter two? No. Not chapter two.
All right, I will, as usual,
I want Jonathan
read
to read this first line, because that might be one of the most problematic lines written ever.
When I read this, I smiled to myself. What I do now is I try not to actually go searching too often. I'm waiting until we run out, and then I go out and look again in a panic, and it helps find the right tone. I feel like if I found too many at once, I'd be like, ugh, there's all these wonderful things. I like going every time. So this one's, guys, this one's special. And it's special in the way the people talk, and it's special in the stage direction or explanation of it. Chapter one. Knocking on the hard wooden door was one of the most nervous things ever done. The most nervous thing she had done was accept Usui's proposal. So, let's go over that sentence. Knocking on the hard wooden door was one of the most nervous thing she had ever done.
Honestly, I don't think you need to dig into it. I think that's good as
yep,
it is.
It's
all right.
I think we're done. I think we're done with Fanfiction Friday.
She had been the top graduate of her university for spies.
Great school.
Yeah.
If you can get in, it's got you gotta have a lot.
Not to be confused with university for pies, which is a baking thing and totally different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or optoma. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I love that movie, Pie Kids.
I like the pie who loved me.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing a Patreon on Pies Like Us.
Ooh. I love eating pies. It's awesome.
So it was easy to get a job at the most famous agency. She had got the job without an interview, but the only work she had done was going through computer records for other spies. Busy work. But now she was going on her first important mission. It had to be done perfectly.
Who's going to play boss?
I will. Enter! Her boss? Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, I...
Enter!
And he's not being robbed. That's written that way. Her boss was a fun-loving person, a carefree person, to be more specific.
Hi, boss.
Misaki said cheerfully. The room was as cheery as butterflies in gay summer. Lights everywhere. She had to close her eyes for a split second there. Her boss leapt off the couch. She was... Wait. Her boss leapt off...
The couch she was sitting on.
Yeah.
She was sitting on. The boss leapt off the couch she was sitting on and rushed to close the door. She was somewhat extra hyper today than ever.
Why are you so...
Guys, are they both women? Yeah. Okay.
I played matchmaker, and it worked out! You know?
Rob, you have to... It's not going to be usable if you scream. Right. I can't, literally right, can't use it.
Sorry. There's a lot of exclamation marks, man. I'm trying to do... Okay.
I know, just... All right. Can you do the energy without the screaming? I'm sure you're on your thing. It's like leveling out past red.
Here we go. I played matchmaker, and it worked out. You know what? I could have set up a matchmaking office instead of this.
She said everything so fast that it sounded like one word. Oh, well, we should have read that before you said what you said. Oh, it's fine.
Whoa, slow down. With whom did you play matchmaker?
Yukimura.
Him?
Yes!
She sounded so excited.
Him and...
Shizuko!
Misaki's mouth fell open.
I see anime cartoons just...
Shizuko?
Like, badly dubbed.
That is so not a nice match.
They look so cute together.
Cute? A donkey's butt is cuter.
So, you don't like my match?
Frankly saying...
Boss said quickly.
Frankly saying, no.
That was the most insane matchmaking she had heard.
I like that kind of honesty. Wait,
who's that?
That's the boss. Sorry.
I like that kind of honesty. You're selected.
She squealed.
This was a test?
And you passed. So you get the job.
Oh, God.
The special job.
Boss.
Ha he 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 he. Sorry, lost control.
So what is this special job?
Nothing much. Just have to bring back what was once mine. 9 African diamonds.
9 African diamonds?
Mistakes opened wide. Do you think that they meant to say Misaki's mouth open wide, but they said autocorrect to mistakes? Mistakes opened wide.
This is like that episode of The Office where Michael wrote a script and made the movie.
Oh, my God.
This is that threat level midnight thing.
Oh, my God. The laugh is great because it does switch between hee-hees and ha-has.
It does.
Exactly.
Is we still going?
Yes.
Oh, mistakes opened wide.
Not much, but getting it is difficult.
She said, flicking her hand.
9 African diamonds in italics is like 900,000. That's a king's life.
It was as if her eyes would pop out of their
sockets. Uh-huh. It was once mine. Have you heard the name Kazuko Kazari?
She said, facing the huge window behind her huge teak desk. Boy, everything was huge in there. That's the narrator commenting on how huge everything is in here. All right, go on.
Yes, why?
Suddenly, the truth came to her, knocking on her door.
You were the very, very rich, famous actor. The one who supposedly died due to overdose of drugs. Philip Seymour
Hoffman. Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, you should read it like that. I didn't exactly die.
Rich, famous actor. The one who supposedly died due to overdose of drugs. That's not him.
I did not exactly die, you know, as I am standing here in front of you. Yes, I am her.
But you look so different from...
Plastic surgery?
don't the surgery people know that you have a lot and spread the news?
They were first on my list after I set up this darned agency.
She stamped her foot hard on the floor. Did she kill
him? Hard onto the floor.
Yeah, it's like a face
off.
Did
she kill them?
It's really Nicolas Cage under there.
Oh, she absolutely murdered the surgeon.
Is the agency a spy agency or a matchmaking agency?
It's the best spy agency. It's the best company.
And the best matchmaking agency.
Okay, she said stamping her feet hard onto the floor.
If you hate place so much, why did you even start it?
African diamonds!
Was this translated from another language into English? Because that's what it sounds like.
Maybe. Oh, right.
Everything made sense to her.
Now everything makes sense to her.
I think this is you, George. I think this is you.
No, it's you.
No, it's you, George.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, right. But why did you not do it before?
There were no good candidates. All were either greedy, stupid, or something or the other. But now you are fit for the position.
And what's in it for me?
She asked.
$300,000.
Three African diamonds?
This was a jackpot for her, as her sister would say. She had won a huge jackpot. Now she does not need to be in debts to anyone. In fact, people will be in debts to her.
Misaki.
Not how debts
you
work.
You will get it only if you finish this
mistake.
Job.
Her name's Mistake. Boss's voice interrupted her thoughts.
Yes, sorry.
I'm sure you'll get it. I am sure.
Thanks, boss.
A euro will tell you what to do and give you the details.
When she had reached the door...
Hey! I forgot to tell you something.
Boss said with Momo flowers all around her.
Sakura and Sakurai are getting married.
Yeah. Sakura told me you brought them together. Now that is an amazing match.
Boss was just smiling wildly. Her name's Boss, right? She's Boss.
Yeah.
She is very proud of Thought. When she turned and twisted the doorknob, Boss's voice came again.
Say.
Yeah?
Misaki said, turning.
What happened to you and you say that handsome guy?
Oh, almost passed. Damn it, this almost passed the Bechdel test. We were
so close.
She just gave a feeble smile and went out the door. I'm reading this right. Sometimes my brain's trying to correct what
went
it says.
Out of the door.
Even she wanted to know what happened between them, or had something happened at all.
Oh boy, you know what, guys? Wow, here's the thing. I don't actually want to make fun of people who write stuff and put it on the internet. I think writing is really hard. This is bad. This is real bad.
Is it a second language? Are we dunking on someone who does not speak English?
It's something that I think was written in one language and like Google translated to another.
But it says that it was put in here in English.
Yeah, but I'm saying it may have been written in another language.
Maybe it's just by Google somebody who doesn't know how to speak proper English. Or maybe it's just someone who has never graduated the third grade.
It's, well, that's a bummer. I loved reading it, and I'm actually bummed that George and I, who I think did an excellent job.
I think we just embodied the characters. We owned it.
Yeah, we were great.
You guys really did. Well, there's two more chapters, because you guys read chapter one. Next week, we'll start The Chase Continues. And remember, guys, this is a spy novel, I think, about
Mission Impossible. It's not a spy novel.
It's a spy novella. It's going to get worse, guys. And I don't think Ethan shows up. Just so you know. It's a spy.
It's Mission Impossible for her. Yeah.
Right. But I think in the framework of when this person wrote this, they thought, I'm writing this as if it's impossible. This is a mission that is impossible for this
person.
I'm pretty
sure she didn't write it with the context of the series in mind.
But then why did they make her a spy?
She should have called it Mission Impossible 4, like the number, her.
Yeah.
Chris, what'd you think of that?
It was awful.
Oh boy, Chris.
I thought Rob was going to be what killed me on this episode, but no.
You always think it's going to be
Rob.
The
Rob actually gave me happiness in these Friday episodes.
Chris was like, that was so bad on dialysis again.
Exactly. I'm ready for it tomorrow. Give me
need to purge my blood.
I'm over here.
Oh my God, there's so much sugar inside me.
Slapping my arm. Give me the needles. Come on.
Dialysis M for murder.
Exactly.
Wow. You've been waiting this whole time to say that, haven't you? All right. Well,
it made
my
lupus worse.
Well, I'm going to give you a shot of
adrenaline.
Testosterone.
Testosterone.
Testosterone. Thank you. You don't need adrenaline.
Thank you.
Adrenaline.
Thank you,
adrenaline,
Jonathan.
I
appreciate it.
Grow extra beard. No problem.
Yeah. Hey, you think? Where do you think this comes from? You can't just grow this.
I don't have any testosterone.
Yeah. Nope. All right. So we've done another week. We had the Woodyard on. Rob is the worst. He's not going to make any fans.
You know, I put the poll on the IMF about how many episodes they'd like me to be on, and it was clear.
And zero
it was clear
one.
Nine
zero.
Was the winner.
0-1. No one wanted you on, including me, and I invited you on. So, yeah. Well, I think Chris is actually okay with you now.
Oh,
yeah,
we agreed.
Because since
we agreed.
You started. Since you guys became Criterion Brothers, you guys touch tips all the time.
Exactly.
So you're like
Criterion
like
tips.
You've got this. Your Criterion
you guys
tips are always
like the pod bay doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Docking bay 94.
Mm-hmm. Well, 94. I mean, only Rob has any current webs. Podcast that he needs to actually plug. George is just like the muse of the MXN.
I really am.
Community
I'm just
point.
An inspiration to those who've come behind me.
Are we talking about that thing on the wall again?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. You're the magnetic butt plug of this group.
Listen, I'll own it. It's fine.
I love it. And you do have a flair. Yes, I do.
Getting more flair with every day of quarantine.
Oh, man, tell me about it. I ate some ice cream today. I was flaring my base.
Ooh, buddy.
Oh. Rob, do you want to promote
soft
anything?
Serve machine over here.
People do like your shows.
Yeah, we have... one we're currently doing is Forrest Gump Minute, where we talk about the movie Forrest Gump 4 minutes at a time. So it's weekly. You think this? You did this season of Minute Impossible come out? And you're like, oh my god, 3 episodes versus 5 is so much easier. Why don't you try one? Go over to Forrest Gump Minute.
Yep, it's a really popular podcast. And then he also does another one that's not.
Yeah.
So
I have one called The Free Podcast, where we thought, what if we just talked about a movie for one episode, that would interest people. No one's interested in that.
No,
they really have no interest in that.
It's the hot takes of a bunch of white guys.
Yep.
Awesome.
So freepodcast.com, and you can be our first subscriber.
As they talk about, these white guys talk about Ocean's 8.
Oh, Ocean's 8. Oh, you should do problematic titles with numbers in them.
7!
Or you should just do heist movies. Mm-hmm.
7.
Just heist movies.
Ooh, heist. I would be on for all those.
Hard
8 good.
Would be a Philip Seymour Hoffman one you could have.
True.
Okay, thanks.
And you do the talented Mr. Ripley because he heisted his life.
Mm-hmm. Or you could do... no, that's it. That's all I got. let's leave. Well, thank you for being on. As usual, we do not control you guys. You do what you want. We really appreciate you being on the show. Thank you for giving it. Even though I don't like your opinions, Rob, I appreciate you giving us them. And that feedback will be kept for later episodes when you will not be on with
you. Can just splice it in.
So. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a Rob moment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a classic Rob moment. Classic Rob. So thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Yep.
We were here.
And until yep, you were. And until next week, I've been here. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm George.
I'm Boss.
I'm sorry.
I'm African Diamonds.
I'm this podcast will self-destruct under the weight of its own hubris. Mm-hmm.
I thought we were very hubris tonight.
See you next time on the show. Impossible. 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 Impossible.